6245.
Jambalaya reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Paul Williams. And Paul certainly has written a number of books, but I look upon him really as the more or less expert on the terrorist training camps in the United States. Now, when you talk about terrorist training camps in the United States, people look at you as if, well, you don't have terrorist training in the United States, do you? And I say, of course you do. I mean, if you've ever seen the film, the video, Jihad in America, it came out in 1994, and it was based upon really FBI films that had been taken in the years preceding that of the terrorist training camps in the United States, leading up to the first bombing of the World Trade Center. But, of course, the film was suppressed. It was shown one time in the United States on public television. I think it was public anyway. It was shown one time. Orders were given. It was not to be shown again. And it was not allowed to be shown again until after the September 11th attack in 2001. How could you give orders to suppress a video in the United States? Very simply, we have freedom of the press. If you own the press, you can have the freedom to suppress whatever you want to. We do have that video available, incidentally, and you'll see the terrorist training camps were here in the late 1980s and early 1990s, but there are terrorist training camps in America today where they're training terrorists for the next round of violence, and it is the most incredible story, and certainly to bring in that story, as Mr. Paul Williams, incidentally, Paul will be speaking at our conference on October 17th, and if you're not planning on coming, shame on you. We have a contingent that comes from Colorado every year, and they get together and talk, and I hope that you'll join them this year. October 17th, if you want to come, I'll be sure to give us a call and get your reservations. But, Paul, thank you so very much for being with us this morning.
It's my pleasure, Dr. Stan.
Will you pick up the story, because this is your field. You've been there. You've talked to the people. You've taken the pictures. This is not imaginary, is it?
This is definitely not imaginary. As a matter of fact, anyone can verify it. These camps are throughout the United States. There's one very close to my home. Not very close, but it's soon within an hour's drive. It's called Islamburg. And all these camps throughout the United States, there are camps throughout Virginia, around the Red House area, in York, South Carolina, called Islamville, in Commerce, Georgia, in Texas, in California, in Northern California, up in Wine Country, a place they call Bella Dula, in Colorado, a place they call, in Buena Vista, Colorado, excuse me, a place that was raided by the FBI. But these camps have been set up by Sheikh Mubarak Jilani, who was a Pakistani cleric who arrived in the United States in 1979. And he started to organize black Muslims, starting out in Brooklyn, an Islamic street gang called Dar al-Islam. And he started to train them for the holy war against the Soviet occupation of Afghanistan. Once again, we're going back to 1979, 1980. And he managed to train hundreds and hundreds and hundreds at that time to take part in the jihad in Afghanistan, and they went there from Brooklyn. then he realized that he needed to establish a training camp to train these jihadis. So he established the first camp in Islamburg between Hancock and Deposit, New York. It's on about an 80-acre site in very dense forest. If you go there, it's you will find firing ranges. You'll find obstacle courses. You'll find everything that you would expect to find in a paramilitary training compound. But what you will not see are the underground bunkers. I discovered them. They're the size of a football field, and a great deal of the training takes place within these bunkers. Every year, Dr. Stan, these people now, the people who are trained, and once again, hundreds and hundreds are trained at this site just in Islamburg. Every year, a group of them, after they're finished training, are sent to Pakistan. And from Pakistan, they go into Afghanistan with the Taliban, and many of them are fighting our troops right now. This has been going on, as you said, you know, long before 1993, the first bombing of the World Trade Center. As a matter of fact, people involved in Islam and Islamburg, Rodney Clement Hampton L., for instance, known as Dr. Rashad, who was one of the engineers of that attack, were trained at Islamburg. And it goes on. They're sent right now to Pakistan. It's been going on, as you pointed out, for almost three decades, and nothing is done to stop it.
And of course, I think it's important that people understand that these radical Islamists are recruited in our prisons. Many of them are felons. They are. Right? But could you talk about what's going on in our prisons today that the average American has no idea about?
Well, in the prison system, when you're talking about Islam in America, 90% of the converts come. 90% of the converts are African American. 60 come from the prison system. Once again, this was set up. Jelani, who established these training compounds under an organization called Jamaat al-Fukra, set up the first mosque in Greenhaven, New York, at that state prison. And there's a mosque in there, a real, genuine mosque, where a Christian cannot step foot, where a Christian guard cannot enter, where prison officials cannot enter because it's dedicated to Islamic worship. This sounds madness, but it's the truth. But Jelani realized that the prison system proved to be the perfect breeding ground for to recruit jihadis. And at Islamburg, all the recruits are African American, and they come from the prison system. They go right from the prison system. When they get a new set of clothes, they go right on the bus, and they go to Islamburg and these other compounds, and they train for the jihad. Now, what's interesting about it is, naturally, this is very much opposed to federal law. In federal law, felons cannot commiserate with other felons, but they are doing that at Islamburg. And certainly, they are not supposed to be handed arms and receive training in with fully automatic weapons. And yet, that's going on, once again, at Islamburg, right under the noses of federal officials.
Well, we'll be back in just a moment with Paul Williams. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an incredible story. Tragically, it's very, very little known. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Well, Dr. Stan here. I guess this morning Paul Williams, who's an investigative reporter, he has his Ph.D. He's written a number of books published by mainline publishers. His latest books dealing with what we're talking about this morning, for some reason or other, the mainline publishers just don't seem to be interested in getting this information out to the public. Now, could you talk a little bit about how this situation works, how these radical clerics are brought in from Saudi Arabia to teach jihad in our prisons and recruit, young black men? Many of them, I'm sure, feel very disaffected from society. They feel they're being victimized. They're in prison for whatever reason it might be. And what happens when a young black man goes into prison today? Are these predominantly federal prisons, aren't they?
They're federal, state, and local prisons, Dr. Stan.
Okay, go ahead. But how are they approached, and why do they join this radical Muslim or this radical movement?
Well, let's take a look at what happened at Greenhaven State Prison in New York. The members of the street gang Dar al Islam, they were really the thuggiest of the thugs. They were involved in every type of crime you can imagine. But when they were sent into Greenhaven, they formed their own little community there. They established the mosque, and another black who came into the prison system, they could protect him. They could obtain for one of their new recruits in the prison system release from work duties at least five times a day for prayer. They also insisted on a special kitchen that prepared halal food, so they were fed better, they were protected, they were offered shelter, and when they were out of prison, they were offered a place to go. So it was a perfect cocoon for somebody who wanted to transform into a butterfly. And that is occurring right now in prisons throughout the country. You get a young black man who's thrown into the system, and first of all, he needs protection. And the Muslims can grant that. They control many of our prisons right now. Once again, this movement that began in Greenhaven spread throughout the country. But they're offered protection. They're offered release from work duties to go and pray. They're offered special food. During the Feast of Ramadan, they're not expected to do anything except sit back and enjoy themselves during the holiday. That now, if you look at the average Christian who's thrown in there, he is not granted special protection. He doesn't get special food. He doesn't get a release from work detail. He doesn't get special privileges around Christmas, where he can take a month off and do nothing. But once again, all these things make Islam very, very attractive to a new convict.
And so basically, our prison system is encouraging young black men to convert to Islam. And then, of course, as you pointed out, when they leave the prison, they're given a new suit, $10, and a one-way bus ticket to Islamburg.
Islamburg and the other compounds. I mean, you got compounds in Red House, like I said before, Macon, Georgia, Commerce, Georgia, York, South Carolina, Dover, Tennessee, Buena Vista, Colorado, Tallahassee, Oklahoma, Tulane County, California, Squaw Valley up in California, in Washington State, Toronto, all over the place. These compounds, where they go, have been rated. In 1989, for instance, the federal law officials finally descended upon Colorado Springs, Colorado, to Jamaat al-Fukra training camp, and they confiscated fully automatic weapons. They confiscated all kinds of explosives, pipe bombs, blank birth certificates, counterfeit Social Security cards, sets of Colorado license driver's licenses with identical photos and different names. And after that, other compounds have been raided. And the members of Jamaat al-Fukra have been involved in more terrorist attacks on U.S. soil, far more, 70 times more than al-Qaeda. And yet they're still allowed to prosper and to grow and to spread.
And now you've tried to talk to the FBI about this?
Oh yes, I've spoken at length to law enforcement officials about this. I even told them about the underground bunker. I said I have photos of it, and they're, you know, I put them on my website. I said, you know, I spoke to the guy who built the underground bunkers, and I said, if you go there and you just take a look around the ground, you'll see the firing range for felons, which doesn't make sense. I said, but go take a look at the underground bunker. Nothing ever happened. When the federal officials finally did descend upon,
really, from doing what needs to be done by someone.
Right. When the feds finally showed up at Islamburg a couple of years ago, it wasn't to conduct a raid or to look at the bunker. They took place in a they took part in a ceremony for the Muslim Boy Scouts of America, and they sat down and they had some halal food with the residents of Islamburg and left.
And yet here is a training camp for people going to Pakistan to go to Afghanistan to kill American soldiers. Where's the money coming from? It costs a lot of money to do this sort of thing.
Well, that's another good question. Once again, these people like Jelani were sent to the United States as missionaries. And they're part of the Deobandi movement, which is very, very radical. But hundreds and hundreds of them have been sent here by the Saudis. They're supported by the Saudis. The camps are funded by the Saudis. You got to realize the mosque, Dr. Stan, throughout the country, and this is interesting too. 80% of the mosque in the United States that have just appeared within the last two decades have been funded by the Wahhabis, the most radical form of Islam in Saudi Arabia. They're funded by the jihadis. The imams are trained by the Saudis. The ones that are Americans, American imams, and there are not many of them, are sent to Saudi Arabia to receive training.
And so basically our good friends in Saudi Arabia, remember when we had the September 11th attack, Y-15 of the 19 Islamist radicals who were supposedly involved in the September 11th attack, we're told 15 of the 19 came from Saudi Arabia, so immediately we attacked Afghanistan.
Afghanistan, exactly. And, of course, right after that, we attacked Iraq,
right.
who represented, of course, you know, with the invasion of Kuwait, they represent the greatest threat to the Saudis. So we eradicated them, too.
So basically, you have to ask yourself why these things are going on. And if we do have these terrorist training camps in the United States, why nobody ever hears about them? And certainly, Paul has written about it. Of course, his books, the mainline publishers won't actually get them out. But here we have, in the United States, training camps. How many of these radical training camps are there?
There are at least 64 that I counted. Now, this is what happens. If you go to Red House, this is I'll tell you a little story about Red House, Virginia. This was interesting because I went there and it was sweltering hot. It must have been 110 degrees in the shade, and I went there and the place seemed empty. They all look like like run down trailer camps, rusty trailers, they stinking of bad septic tanks, and I mean they're nasty looking places. But when I went to Red House, there was only like this very there was an old woman. She looked like an old I don't know. She was an old African American woman in a full burqa, and it was sweltering hot, sweltering. And she said, "Oh, everybody's gone. There's nobody here." So we started to look around the compound, and we were knocking on the doors of the trailers and the sheds, and nobody came. But we didn't leave. We kept walking around the place, seeing the firing range and everything else, and everything seemed to, like it was deserted. Well, eventually, after an hour or so, there was a shed in the middle of the field. And from the shed, about five or six men emerged, black men, in full Islamic garb. And then, you know, I blinked my eye, and 12 more came out of the shed. I blinked my eye, and a dozen more came out. I blinked my eye, and all these people started coming out of the woods, men. We were surrounded by them, Dr. Stan. I mean, if anyone doubts that there was a an underground bunker or underground, you know, activity taking place there, would need their head. Once again, we took photos of this. But going at Red House, we discovered when we went from Red House and we started to travel in other parts of that southern Virginia, there were camps all over the place, not just at Red House, but going down by Appomattox or and heading all over the there were all over the place. So I said 64 throughout the country. There might be 600 throughout the country.
Well, basically, why would our federal officials or government officials allow convicted felons to have not only weapons, but access to automatic weapons?
That is the $64 question, especially since let's take a look just at this Red House I was talking about. John Allen Muhammad and Lee Boyd Malvo, the Beltway snipers, according to court records, were holed up there. So, you know, the feds know there's a problem there. They know that they were offered shelter, the Beltway snipers, in Red House. They know that there's criminal activity that has been reported by the residents coming from Red House, and yet nothing is done.
And, of course, many times the neighbors complain about the automatic fire, don't they, people living close to these cars?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it used to be that the residents right now have grown accustomed to it, but up in Islamburg, for an example, all you need to do is walk into in Hancock the Circle Diner and you'll get an earful, or walk into any watering hole in Deposit, New York, and all the residents will tell you about the explosions that take place there regularly, about the Saudi dignitaries that visit Islamburg on weekends, about the criminal activity that takes place in the community, and nothing is being done. But they pretty well given up. I spoke to an undertaker up there, and he told me that when somebody dies from Islamburg in the hospital, he's obliged to take the corpse to Islamburg, and the body is never delivered back to him or anyone in the community or anyone in the county for burial, which, and I've photographed this as well, just verifies that there are bodies buried at Islamburg. So you can go there, and if you go there at the wrong time and you're spotted by the wrong folks, you can disappear, and you can be buried there, and nobody's going to find you.
And that this could be going on in America, and CBS and NBC and ABC will not cover this. I mean, the question is, why won't the major media cover that? I mean, certainly we're moving into a period of chaos, crisis, instability in this nation. If we get into a war, we have more problems as far as the Gulf is concerned. The economy collapses. We could have very, very difficult times. I mean, and the one thing you would not want would be people who hate America, who are trained in military warfare, who are ex-felons, who are dedicated to a religious philosophy that calls for the destruction of the great Satan. Why would our leaders allow this to happen? And, well, of course, the answers are pretty obvious. Anyway, of course, I think it's an important subject. And, Paul, how can people get to your website, get the information which you posted there?
All they need to do is go to thelastcrusade.org. And, you know, the information is posted there. And the photographs are posted there. So, you know, anyone can obtain verification for himself or herself.
And, of course, the other thing, of course, is one of the most momentous things that's happened geopolitically in 50 years is a sudden, within the last few months, shift of the allegiance of Turkey from that is aligned with Israel in the West, but the Islamic world will cover that. Get back.
Years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us 800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Dan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Paul Williams. And Paul, once again, tell our listeners, please, how they can get your website and how can they get your books.
They can get it. My books are available almost everywhere, Borders, Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com. But they could, instead of buying a book, all they need to do is go to my website and they can read most of the stuff. It's at thelastcrusade.org.
Thelastcrusade.org. Now, before we went to the break, we were talking about Turkey. And Turkey certainly has been a stabilizing force in the Middle East. It's been, I should say, the Near East. It has certainly been a secular state going back the time of really shortly after the First World War, and has been aligned with Israel, has been a good ally for Israel, and certainly has stabilized the situation north of Lebanon. The last thing Israel needs is an unfriendly state in that area. Certainly this was really Israel's only ally in the Near East. And then, within the last few weeks, all of that has changed. And certainly, Israel, Turkey now is increasingly aligning itself with the radical Islamists in Iran. They were behind this flotilla that was tried to break the Gaza blockade. And the question is, why is this happening? Turkey, a formerly secular nation, is now moving into the radical jihadist camp. Would you pick this story up? Because the first half hour was quite sensational, but the next half hour will be even perhaps more sensational and shocking to realize that suddenly it is people within our own government who have created a total instability in that part of the world. Go right ahead.
Dr. Stan, I want all your listeners right now to grab a pencil and a piece of paper, and they can they should jot this down and verify it for themselves. In Turkey right now, the ruling party is the Justice and Democratic Party that came to power in 2002. It now has absolute control of the Turkish government. It's under the leadership of the Prime Minister Erdogan and Abdullah Gül, the first Islamist president of Turkey. All these people are members of the Gülen movement, and under the Gülen movement and the Justice and Democratic Party, Turkey has transformed from a secular state into the most Islamic country in the world. There are 85,000 active mosques there, one for every 350 people, the highest per capita in the world. There are almost 100,000 imams in Turkey, more imams than teachers or scientists or physicians, and thousands of state-run Islamic schools. Now, once again, this party, the Justice and Democratic Party, the leaders of the Justice and Democratic Party are members of the Gülen movement. They are disciples of a guy by the name of Fethullah Gülen, who resides not in Islamabad or not in Istanbul. He resides in Pennsylvania, in a mountain fortress, 45-acre mountain fortress in Salisbury, Pennsylvania. I've been there.
Was he actually expelled from Turkey by the Turkish government because of his subversive activities?
Right. They looked upon him as a seditious force, and he fled to the United States in 1998. Now, what's interesting is he has been here for quite a while now, 10 years. And I looked at the court records, and the court records are unbelievable. And this is what they show. This is from testimony from the FBI and the State Department. And it's court records concerning his application for permanent residency in the United States. And the court records show, and once again, this is testimony from the FBI, that Gülen in Pennsylvania has more than $25 billion in assets. And that these assets, now this came out in court, these assets came in a large part from the heroin route, which runs from Afghanistan to Turkey. Sybil Edmonds, who is a former FBI translator, testified that this drug money from Afghanistan has been channeled into Gulen's coffers by the CIA.
That's so important. Go ahead.
Right. This is what Edmonds said. She said that the drugs, get this, flow from Turkey to Belgium on NATO planes. This came out in court. And nobody challenged it. The CIA was sitting right there in the court. Everybody said, oh, yeah, we know this. The drugs flowed to Belgium with NATO planes. From Belgium, the drugs went to the United Kingdom and throughout Europe. And according to testimony in court, a ton, thousands and thousands of tons of heroin were transported to the United States, get this, on U.S. military planes to distribution centers in Chicago and Paterson, New Jersey. Now,
I think that's why we're losing the war on drugs.
We are the major traffickers in the war on drugs.
Everybody in the world knows that except the American people, but go ahead.
Yeah. Well, Edmund said that the Turkish officials every day into the United States with suitcases filled with heroin. And once again, the heroin trade, what they do is, where did Gulen get the $25 billion? Answer provided in court, from the drug trade. And that drug trade, the money was channeled into his coffers by the CIA so that he could set up his political party in Turkey and so that his party could expand throughout Central Asia. And believe it or not, so that he could fulfill his dream of creating a new Islamic world order. These are not my words. They're Gulen's words. That's what he wants to do. Restore the Ottoman Empire and to establish a universal caliphate.
But why would the CIA be financing something like that? This is going to create an impossible situation for Israel if indeed a war comes. I mean, the last thing she needs is another radical Islamic nation immediately north of her. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, well, it goes even better. And in preparation for this show today, I was looking at the Graham Fuller. This is why I wanted your people to get a pencil and a sheet of paper. Graham Fuller was a leading CIA operative. He's now part of the RAND Corporation, which is the CIA front. In court, Fuller and 20 other CIA operatives endorsed Gulen's application for permanent residency. Fuller has said that the best thing for America would be that Turkey no longer views the USA as its ally. He said that. This sounds like madness. He said the best thing that's happening right now is the alliance between Iran and Turkey. Now, why he said that, and your listeners can verify this, because he said that in an interview with the L.A. Times. But he believes this is the best thing for the world, this new, and he's mirroring the thoughts of the people who are channeling funds to Gulen.
We'll be back in just a moment. Paul Williams.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
July 24th in Denver, Colorado. Join two presidential candidates, former UN Ambassador Alan Keyes and Dr. Chuck Baldwin, as they weigh in on the global economic crisis in America today.
We are claiming that a bankrupt government can save a bankrupt banking system.
For more information, log on to faithandliberty2010.com. That's faithandliberty2010.com.
Well, Dr. Dan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning, Paul Williams, and Paul is talking certainly about Mr. Gulen, who has $25 billion, largely from the drug trade, with the full help and support of the CIA. And a former CIA official has said the best thing that would happen is that Turkey ceased to be the ally of the United States. That doesn't make any sense.
Dr. Stan, the only way, and this is what I try to make sense of this for years and years and years, and then I stumbled upon this book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, and I read it, and since then I feel like I've fallen through the rabbit hole, and you know, when I arrive at the bottom of the rabbit hole, I find out that all reality that I thought was reality is some charade that's being performed by government officials and world officials who are advocates of global economy and this and a new world order, and that's the only thing that makes sense to me. Because why in the world, and this came out in court, this isn't coming from my mouth or my imagination. Testimonies given now in federal court that the CIA is channeling drug money to Fethullah Gulen to form the new Islamic world order. I mean, it sounds like madness, but it's absolutely the truth. And you have a CIA operative, Graham Fuller, saying that the alliance now between Turkey and Iran is very salubrious for the world. And once again, the only thing that can make sense of this is realizing that there's an agenda behind the agenda.
And there really is, and this is what most Americans don't understand, is that we're creating the best enemies money could buy. And America is not in a position today, especially with all of our financial problems, certainly with a breakdown of the moral fabric of our society, certainly with what's going on over there in the Gulf of Mexico, with possibility of an impending war with Iran. The last thing we want is another enemy, especially this idea of the reconstitution of the ancient Ottoman Empire. And then what will that mean for Israel, which, of course, plays an important part in everything that's going on today? Well, you know, most Americans have never even heard of Mr. Gulen, who lived in this heavily armed enclave there in Pennsylvania, really remolding the map of the Near East and the Middle East, and of course changing the alliances there. Why would we be, well, I'm not going to ask the obvious question. It doesn't make any sense that America is doing everything we can to create a new enemy unless there's another agenda behind it.
Dr. Stan, it's very nefarious what the Gulen movement represents. For example, throughout Central Asia, this is going back to 1992, when the United States realized that these newly formed Russian republics had vast oil and natural gas reserves. Several of the areas, I mean, there's more than $3.3 trillion in assets there. But the United States started to realize that Turkey would represent the perfect proxy to interface with these newly formed republics, because 4 or 5 of these republics are ethnically Turkish. They speak the Turkish language. They share the Turkish language. And so what Gulen did, and what through the CIA, is he established schools throughout madrasas throughout Central Asia to inform the new generation of the glories of the Ottoman Empire and why they should take part in this universal caliphate. And by educating them, by raising them in the schools, guess what? He obtained all this support charter schools, we pay for them. They're funded completely by U.S. taxpayers. And once again, they indoctrinate students in the tenets of militant Islam and the need for a new Islamic world order and the restoration of the Ottoman Empire. We're paying for it.
But now, don't we have separation of church and state? How could the federal government be funding, you know, these charter schools or local governments be funding charter schools that are pushing radical Islam? That's a violation of the concept of separation of church and state. You certainly can't teach Christianity in our schools.
No. It's interesting. I wrote about it, and then I had members of the Gulen movement. I finally managed to interview them. But these are charter schools. They're located. There are 25 of them in Texas alone. But they say, oh, well, we're not related in any way, shape, or form with the Gulen movement. And yet I ask them, do you take part in the Gulen Olympics? Oh, yeah. I said, well, you're kind of affiliated with them that way. Do you receive funding from the Gulen corporations? Oh, yeah. But yeah, I guess you're not affiliated with them that way. Are your teachers imported from Turkey? A good percentage of your teachers, over 1,100 of them, as a matter of fact, in Texas, Turkish nationals, are they imported? Yeah, we're not affiliated with Turkey. So I mean, it's all deception.
We live in a world gone mad, Paul, and there are only a few of us sane, and an awful lot of people think we're mad. But of course, these are the things that are really going on today, and then we wonder why America is having the problems that it is. And basically, here all across America, we're training young people in this radical form of Islam, and then we're training them in our prisons. And then we wonder why there's a radical Islamic movement in the world today. Well, you've got 1 minute to wrap up the program for us.
Dr. Stan, it goes beyond that. Like I said that 80% of the mosques were established by Wahhabis from Saudi Arabia. I mean, if there's really a problem if we're really at war on terror, if we're really at war on terror, we should be able to do what we did during World War II and take a look at what's taking place within these Islamic societies and Islamic mosques. But we're unwilling to do that because, guess what? We do not want to win the war on terror.
That, I think, is the very crux of what this is all about, Paul. Well, I'm really looking forward, of course, to your being a speaker at our conference on the 17th of October here on the North Shore, beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and we'll be talking to you before then. God bless. Thanks so much for being with us this morning.
God bless you.
Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Well, Dr. Stan, I hope you enjoyed the program this morning, if you can enjoy a program like this. But America, of course, is in real trouble today because, of course, we're involved in a spiritual battle, and behind everything are powerful satanic forces. We are financing the radical Islamic movement. If you haven't read the book that we carry, The Devil's Game, The Devil's Game, you really need to get it and read it to find out how this radical Islamic movement, the Muslim Brotherhood, first financed by the MI6 and then by the CIA, we have to have an enemy. And, of course, if we hadn't had what happened on September 11th, why, of course, we couldn't have gone to war in Afghanistan. And believe me, those planes did not bring down the Twin Towers. They were controlled demolition. You go to Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. Over 1,000 architects and engineers have signed a petition saying the Twin Towers was controlled demolition. If you doubt it, go to my website, radioliberty.com. The section on videos around the web, scroll to the bottom of the page, watch Building 7 come down a few times. Notice that the center of the roof goes down first. That's characteristic of a controlled demolition. So the building will collapse inward rather than outward. Destroy the major structures upholding the building, the center, and then take out the base. That's why the clouds of dust. That was the vaporization of the cement that comes with a controlled demolition. That's what happened to the Twin Towers. Understand that we needed an excuse to go to war in the Middle East leading up to the coming war with Iran. And, of course, it is coming. How soon, I don't know, but I fear it'll be sooner rather than later. Can we afford another war? No. But it'll allow them to extend ever more dictatorial power over your life. We need your help to get the information out. What can you do? Well, you can get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. It can change people's lives. And if you can't afford it, go to our website. The talk is there at radioliberty.com under videos. And, of course, you need to get the new DVDs by Alex Jones, The Invisible Empire and Police State 4. And we have his other as well, but those two excellent ones just came out. If you want to feel good about the world, we have a great, wonderful new DVD. It's called God of Wonders, and it's 85 minutes talking about God's influence in the world today. And really, of course, this is the only hope for mankind. For you and I, we have to have something to sustain us in the difficult times that lie ahead. The DVD, God of Wonders, I promise you, you will watch it, and you will really feel ever closer to the Lord who created the heaven and the earth. To understand the prophetic significance of what's going on, the 10-part, 10-DVD set, Final Countdown by Pastor Billy Crone, we recommend it to you. And, of course, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can get this copy of this program today from the American Freedom Network, or we do have other interviews with Paul, a couple of hour interviews through my ministry. But you get, if you want to hear again this program this morning, get it from the American Freedom Network. Make copies. Get it distributed. Help us to get the word out. Get people to listen to our programs on the internet at radioliberty.com. You can listen 9 hours a day to me and 9 hours a day to Joyce Riley. Help us get the truth out while there's time. And then pray for America, pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty. And so until next Tuesday, we'll be with you again. May the Lord be with you.
American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.